All right, let's talk to Captain Darryl Carpenter to get a fishing report. Darryl, I saw a post you made on Captain Martha Spencer. She was talking about she got to see two whale sharks. And you posted on there a story you retold about when you went from a captain to a tourist when you encountered whale sharks. And I think that story's worth telling if you can run through it pretty quickly, because I do want to get your fishing report too.
Well, it was one of those things, Don, that, I mean, that was after Katrina when everything was totally destroyed and you know, just torn up. And I felt like it was mentally, I felt like we needed to get back on the water. So it was 10 days after Katrina when we got back on the water. And the Gulf was littered with all kinds of stuff. But yeah, at one point, I mean, we were having trouble finding fish. And at one point, we ran across some open water activity. And when we pulled up to it, it was tuna everywhere. And the tuna were surrounding six whale sharks. It was a school of six whale sharks. And just totally, I mean, that's when I went to a tourist. I mean, forget fishing. You know, deckhand was handling, catching a few tuna and stuff like that. And I'm standing on the bow of the boat looking straight down the gullet of a massive whale shark who's vertical in the water, just filtering and feeding. And it really was nice. And I don't know, I may have lost a customer, because after a while, the customer came up to me and said, "Captain, this is nice and everything, but we're supposed to be snapper fishing. Let's go." And I'm like, "Take a real good look at it, my man, because you'll never see this again in your life." And we had to leave. So.
Yeah, I didn't realize what an opportunity that was. But the whale shark, it's kind of a misnomer with the shark name. I mean, they're really not vicious like a shark. They're the complete opposite, actually.
Oh, no, they're gentle giants, man. They're not there to hurt anybody. They're playing, for the most part, they're plankton feeders. And like I said, just the ability or the opportunity to see one vertical in the water, and I mean, I'm telling you, the bow of my boat fit in his mouth, and he's just vertical in the water, and as the waves are coming, you can see the water going in and out his gullet. I mean, he was just sitting there feeding, and it was amazing, man. And then the others were all swimming around. We lost a ton of tackle because the tuna would run around them, and they were covered in barnacles, so it was cutting lines and everything else.
Yeah, magnificent creatures, the whale sharks, and if you get an opportunity, man, take some pictures if you have the opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Darryl, let's get to the fishing currently. What's going on? How was the week down there on the island?
Oh, the week was great, Don. Now, look, I would say most people caught fish. And if wherever you stopped, you weren't catching fish or weren't catching keepers, you just had to move around. Sometimes you got to make two or three stops. Don, it's been so good that I can tell you I'm about to leave for what it would be my third consecutive trip where I don't even have my live well running. Plastic, those Marker 54s, the Matrix Shad, the fish have been so thick and so hungry that you really don't even need live bait right now. You know, today might be a little bit of a challenge. I mean, as of this morning, we've got major squalls offshore. It's kicked the wind up here on the island, 15 or so miles an hour. The bay is, we just came across the bay to pick up customers. The bay's way too rough to even try to fish in. So everybody's going to be concentrated on the beach. But the good story is that yesterday everybody that fished the beach was done by 7:30, 8 o'clock. So there's plenty of fish on the beach. A lot of smalls have moved in. It's not those 19, 20-inch, you know, beach fish. There'll be some of those mixed in. What we caught yesterday was all full of eggs, so we still got active spawning going on. So, I mean, it's a beautiful, pretty day. If you're not catching fish, you just need to stick and move and just change tactics a little bit because the fish are there.
Yeah, Darryl, those storms popped up around, I don't know, it was on a little bit before 4 o'clock, and it looked like they had a tendency to continue to move offshore, but then they kind of stopped, slowed down, and they're just hovering right there off the coast of Grand Isle. So hopefully they'll rein themselves out, and later in the day it'll be much nicer.
Yeah, I noticed the last time I looked at the radar just before I went on, which I noticed that it's backfilling a little bit toward the coast, and now it's getting daylight, we're able to see it. The good thing is, Don, hopefully it's going to block that easy bake oven, and we'll be fishing in the shade all day like it's been most of the week.
Yeah, I spend some time in that easy bake oven, too. And any kind of time you get cloud cover, a little rain or something to knock down a few degrees, it's certainly welcome. Well, Darryl, thanks for the report. As always, somebody wants to get a hold of you, and I can't guarantee them you'll see take them to see a whale shark, but they will have a good time. Tell them how to get a hold of you.
Those days are days past, unless I'm passenger somewhere. They can find me on your website at dontheoutdoorsguy.com. They can find me on mine at realscreamers.com. Or just pick up the phone, 225-937-6288.
All right, Darrell, thanks as always. Appreciate it, and especially thanks for that whale shark story. Made my day this week.
Thank you, sir. All right.
Darrell Carpenter, realscreamers.com is the name of his operation, and he's out of the Grand Isle area. Fishes Fouchon to the west, and sometimes will head towards Lafitte to the east, wherever he's got to go to find the fish for you.